Hello and welcome back to my podcast. I'm gonna give you a quick update. I did get an appointment in with the neurologist. My case manager with my insurance set it up for me, but I won't be able to see him until February the 8th. And I will give y'all an update on that once I have that appointment. And they're supposed to be sending out new patient paperwork before I can have it filled out when I come in. And when I went to get my third infusion, my iron level was still low, so they switched me to a different iron. So when I go back and get the fourth one, hopefully my iron level be up. They wanted me to have five, so I'm on the fourth one now, and hopefully this one would do it, get it up there, but he said it's not there yet. So that's where I'm at on all of that. But today I will talk to you all about, you know, taking care of your nails, your fingernails and your toenails, you know, how to prevent from getting fungus in your nails, you know, and how to, you know, help with the cracking and the breaking and the peeling around the cuticle area and stuff on your nails. Because that comes from a lot of different things. You know, it just not from lupus that you have these problems with your nails, you know, because they do have, you know, the iron deficiency does affect your nails also. Thyroids, diabetes, pregnancy, and menstrual. All that, you know, can affect your nails also. But what I, you know, I have learned and, you know, and what I do now, where before I learned this, I used to go get my nails done, you know, and get the gel nails. I was getting the acrylic, then I switched over from the acrylic to the gel nail and thought that was, you know, helping my nails. And then I started noticing my nails start peeling and cracking and stuff. And I was, you know, couldn't understand the reason why. And I had talked to my doctor about it and looked at my nails and stuff, and he said, he said that, do you go and get those fake nails put on? That's how he said it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, do they put you on like a light thing, a UVA light? I'm like, yeah, for the gel nails, yeah, they do. That's what they do, you know, to harden it. He said, that's why your nails and stuff has started, you know, doing that, you know, getting worse, along with you having iron deficiency too on top of it. So I completely made my mind up and stopped doing that completely, you know, getting the gel nail, to getting the acrylic nails. I just decided to start doing my mani-pedis at home myself. When I was going, I was taking my own nail kit with me, my own personal one, because when I first started getting my nails done, I went to the salon where they issue you your own nail kit. So if you come back to them, you bring your nail kit with you, so they use that one specifically on you. And I thought that was kind of cool, you know. And after I moved out of the area, I didn't no longer go back to them, so I still have my nail kit, you know. It's a nice little nail kit. And I don't know if I end up paying for it, you know, in the price of with me getting my nails done or what, but it's mine. But, you know, I was taking that, you know, every time I go get my nails done, I take my own kit. I ask them, hey, can you use this? This is my personally, you know, I don't know. This was before COVID even got thought about having COVID. So, and they would use my own. And I noticed, you know, that, you know, when I was doing my research about, you know, the nails and stuff, it was saying that you're not supposed to share nail kits and everything like that. So I'm like, okay, I was already ahead of the game, because when I used to go and get my nails done, you know, they issued me my own kit, and they always said, when you come and get your nails, I'll make sure you bring this kit with you. So, you know, you had your own, so they wasn't sharing your kit with anyone else. They would give you a fresh kit where they open it up and everything. So, you know, that's a good thing to know, to do not share your nail clippers or cuticle cleaning stuff. None of that. Do not share it with anyone. People in your household, whoever, they like, oh, I need to clip something. No, have one just for them. Yours is your personal. Keep it just for yourself. Don't share that, because that's how you can catch, you know, any kind of fungus disease, any disease, because especially if you got a cut, especially around your cuticles, you know, from them filing your nails and stuff, they just nick me all the time. So, you know, and it can get infected, you know, and then you got a problem with your nails. So it's best always just have your own. And if you have guests that want to borrow a new nail clip, so have that nail clipper there just for a guest, you know, and that you don't use it, you know, and once they use it, sanitize it. That's what I do. So if my next guest come, they need use, it's already sanitized for that person to use. My daughter, we have our own nail kits. We do not share nail kits. We do not share the scrubbing stones, none of that stuff. We don't share any of those items. And it's best not to, you know, with anyone in your household, whatever, you know. So, you know, because using the UV light is very harmful on your nails, because your nails is not being able to breathe, for one, with either one of those type of nails. Your nails have to be able to breathe. Fungus love moisture. And if your nails got any kind of moisture up on it, you know, the light is going to harden it, but underneath there is still moist. So you got fungus growing there. So, you know, then when you go back and they take it out, then it's wide open then. So, you know, it can spread to other nails, you know. So it's always best safe, you know, just get a mani-pedi if you just have to get your nails done in a salon, get a mani-pedi and try to avoid, you know, having these cracked nails and chipped and peeled nails, because sometimes your nails can actually fall off. So, you know, just be mindful about those different things when you go out, you know, to get your nails and stuff done. You know, because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it just like with the tingling and numbness in my fingers and stuff, that's the Raynaud's disease, I think they call it. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. And, you know, that, no, that's from lupus too. That's a form of lupus where you lose limited blood flow in your, you know, your hand and nails and stuff, and that causes nail issue when you get that. And like I said, I have that where my hands turn purple. They get cold. They don't have enough blood flow flowing through them. That's in my toes and stuff. You know, that is, you know, a issue that, you know, people that with lupus needs to, you know, really pay attention of, you know, and taking care of your fingernails and your toenails, you know, because, you know, that's part of, you know, living with lupus, you know, and all other autoimmune diseases. Like I said, you know, you having a nail issue, it's just not from lupus, it's from, you know, having, you know, all other diseases, you know, like the thyroids and the diabetes and all that too. But, you know, how to prevent, you know, from getting, you know, nail fungus, especially when you go into the beach in the summertime, you know, you take your shoes off, go out in the water and swim and walk on the beach and stuff. Then you get some, walk all the way back up to the beach area with no shoes on because you're going to wash them off at the little shower area. It's best to have on flip-flops when you're doing that, because that pavement, it got fungus on it. Other people don't stood there and wash their feet and stuff, you know, didn't have on shoes or something. You can pick up fungus that way too. And with me, if I go to the beach, I have the little waterproof shoes where I can breathe. If I get sand and stuff on my feet, on my shoes and stuff, I still go up and wash them off. And then I sit down and I dry my feet thoroughly, and then I put on my other shoes, and the shoes that I just washed, I put them in a Ziploc bag until I get home, and then I put them in a bucket and put some bleach on them and sanitize them. That's the way I do mine, you know, and that helps me from, you know, getting fungus on my toenails and stuff like that. And I don't too much often go to the beach because I don't like the water. You know, it's too much stuff in the ocean. No one knows what's in the ocean. And easily get stung by jellyfish when you're walking on the beach with no shoes on. You know, but you know, your feet definitely have to be dry. Your hands definitely have to be dry. Because like I said, fungus love moisture. And you want to try to avoid. And when breathable socks and everything also is good in the wintertime for people that live in the cold area where you have on socks and stuff. Make sure you try to get you some of those breathable socks where your feet can be able to breathe. Because like I said, moisture, and you're not drying your feet and stuff, and you know, that can give you nail problems, fungus problems, all of that comes along with that. So, you know, like I said, you know, it's best to be prepared for anything. And, you know, because your feet sweat when you got on enclosed shoes, try not to wear too tight of a shoe. If you have to have those fancy little cute heels and stuff on, as soon as you get home, wash your feet, dry them really good, you know, and put some moisturizer on it. And let your feet breathe, because like I said, you can still get fungus, you know, on your toes like that. If you're wearing gloves in the wintertime and you don't know, take them off your hand, I'll sweat it. Make sure you dry your hands really well so you won't get any of those types of, you know, fungus and stuff attaching to you, you know. And it just being mindful and using, you know, common sense, you know, when it comes to taking care of your nail. Secondly, is eating a healthy diet, you know, like whole grains and everything like that. I did do a podcast talk on the Mediterranean lifestyle of eating, dieting. You can go back and take a look at that one. It is a paid subscription now to listen to that. And I forgot to mention, along in the video, I am doing subscriptions for paid members to be able to listen to. And I will be still doing free ones also, but the free ones will not be on the same topic as the paid ones will be. And if you want to support me, you know, doing that, it would be dearly appreciated. But getting back to the topic here, like, you know, with the lupus, you know, a good nutrition is the best thing for you. And with me, I do the Mediterranean lifestyle. I've been doing it for 4 years, but I did not know it had effect of helping with my nails. I was doing it to release the weight. And now since I know that it's part of, you know, helping with your nails and, you know, strengthen your nails and everything, I'm all down for it. But like I said, if you want to check out that podcast, you can. The one about the dieting with the Mediterranean. And the third one is, I already talked about it, really the manicure and the pedicure. You know, what you need to do, make sure you have your own nail stuff. You know, especially when you go into salons, a lot of them, they will accept your own, you know, let you bring your own in, and you know, they work with that. And try to stay away from the UV light if it's possible. But if you got to have the gel nails, you know, remember and think about it, that there's moisture up under there. The top layer, the top part is dry, but up under there, all that gel, your nail is still moist and you can get fungus under there. So, But you can always talk to your doctor, your rheumatologist, and they can help you with that also. And you can talk to them about a proper dietitian that can help you know what foods is good for you to start eating more, to help you know with you know your nails and stuff. But I recommended when I first started the Mediterranean diet for beginners. That's where I started from, and I have created my own menus of different meals that I can fix myself now. Like I said, I've been doing it for 4 years. After a while, you get used to it. And it just, you know, a lot of people say it's hard to do. With me, it wasn't really hard. It was that I was on a yo-yo before I even started it. And it took my body a while to get adjusted to eating that way. And once I got my body to adjust it, it's just come natural. Now, you know, I don't have to have 2 or 3 servings of something. I cook for myself. My daughter cooked for herself because she's a vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian. I have to have my meat. So we buy our own grocery. We cook different foods. Only time that we mostly eat together is when we having seafood. She will eat her some seafood, but she don't do beef or pork or chicken. You know, nothing like that. She, you know, she'll eat her some seafood every now and then. Maybe once or twice a week she'll eat some seafood. But as I said, it's, you know, now I can, you know, fix me a meal. I can fix me a breakfast. I know exactly how much I'm going to be able to eat, you know, within that sitting. So I don't overcook anymore. I don't waste food like that anymore. Because when you're cooking for yourself, and so when I first started, I was so used to cooking for just more than one person. And I would have all this food and then I would try to have to eat it all week long. And I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to do the meal prep thing because I have a different taste of what I want to eat the next day. I don't want to eat the same thing I had the day before. I have never been like that. And I tried, you know, so I had to learn how to cut back on my cooking. So I don't do no counting calories. I don't do no portion count. I can about judge how much I can eat. If you're hearing the bumping, that's the maintenance people upstairs over me redoing the apartment because my neighbor moved. And sorry about the noise. I'm working on trying to get new equipment so I won't have all that noise in my background anymore. So, but like I said, you know, it's just, it takes time. And once you get the hang of it, you're going to be soaring through it, you know, get up and, you know, I know about how many eggs I want in the morning time. Normally it's one. Sometimes I eat a half of egg. Sometimes I just might eat the egg white and put the yolk for the something to go in my lunch or, you know, something like that, you know, because a lot of times, you know, once you get to know exactly how much you want to eat, you know, it'll fall in place. I stand by the Mediterranean lifestyle of eating, you know, and I tell everybody asks me, people in my church ask me, what do you do to lose the weight? I said, for me, it's not losing the weight, it's releasing the weight, and I do the Mediterranean lifestyle. And they're like, oh, that is so expensive. Not really. It just is way of buying your food. If you buy food the way you always do, you can incorporate that same food into a Mediterranean style of eating. And I learned that. And my daughter had been telling me for years, change the way you prepare your food, mommy. That's how she told me. So when I started looking into everything and I looked at the Mediterranean, I'm like, oh, she right. You know, and I started doing it. And my doctors and them are really impressed. Every time I go to the doctor, they like, oh, you don't release some more weight, because they know that's my thing now. It's release, not loss. It's release. Because if I feel that if I lose something, it's going to come back. That's the way I look at it. So, So I don't look at it as losing. I look at it as releasing it, and I release it and then let it go. So it's gone for good. And like I said, these last 4 years, I have did really well on doing that part. And the fourth thing is really taking care of your hand and feet, giving it tender loving care. That's the way I look at it. You know, making sure you moisturizing, you know, around your nails, around your cuticles. I use Pure Shea Butter. When I get out of the tub or the shower, if I'm taking my, you know, I dry my feet off real good. I take a Q-tip and I take me some shea butter and go around my cuticles with the Q-tip and massage that in really good. Then I do it with my nails and stuff. So that I can get back into the swing of doing, you know, what I need to do. And it's just the whole idea of taking care of yourself. And make sure you talk to your doctors. Because like I said, you know, you can talk to your rheumatologist. They can help you talk to a dietitian or, you know, and if you have a fungus or something, they can recommend some over-the-counter antibiotics, some kind of cream or something over-counter, or they can write you a prescription for antibiotics, you know, to help with that. But like I said, it's just the whole thing, taking care of your nail, making sure they are nice and dry, because fungus do like moisture. Remember that. It does like moisture. But I just wanted to come on and let you guys know. And like I said, that I am having subscribed episodes. And if you want to become a subscriber, it would be dearly appreciated. It's going to be $1.99 a month for my subscribers. It will be on all in the description box. The link will be down there. And like I said, it would be appreciated, because that'll help me be able to get all the equipment that I need to get my podcast, you know, running smoothly and professionally. I really, you know, I started out, you know, doing it, my podcast on my cell phone, and my cell phone don't put me down. So now I'm learning how to do it from my laptop. So it's a work in progress for me. You know, I'm teaching myself how to do all these things. So because, you know, when I first started, I was asking people questions and stuff, and half the time people don't want to, you know, help you, because they, you know, they feel like, oh, you know, you don't need to do this. That's what most of a lot of people are saying. Oh, that's something you don't need to be doing. You know, you ain't going nowhere with that. But, you know, I prayed and I asked God for guidance, and he's been helping me, you know. They, you know, been there showing me, you know, I can be sleeping and I can get a thought and it'll come to me, and I wake up and I write it down. So the next morning I know what to do, you know, when it comes to doing something with my podcast channel or something with my YouTube channel. So, or my TikTok channel. So it's just different things, you know, I'm learning slowly but surely, but I'm getting there, you know. And I do this because I love doing this. I'm not doing it because to become famous, like a lot of people, you know, they like, oh, I'm trying to get famous. No, I'm doing it because I love to help people. I love sharing my knowledge with people, what I know, especially that's worked for me. I can't tell you how it worked for other people, but I can tell you how this is working for me. And that's the reason why I'm here doing these podcast talks, YouTube channel, TikTok channel, to, you know, get my, you know, the word out to people, to show them that, you know, there is a life living with autoimmune diseases. You know, I'm living proof of it. And I would like to say thank you all. And I want to wish you all a happy Merry Christmas and a happy New Year. Be safe out there, you know, because there's so much going on and definitely needs to be safe. And because I want all of you all to join me coming into the new year, you know, because I really appreciate you all this year. So for supporting me by listening, you know, because y'all put me in the top category of my topic of section that I'm in, you know, I am in the top in my title. So I appreciate you all. I am very, very grateful and thankful. And again, I will have all those links in the description for you all. And namaste.